Welcome to your daily devotional, September 26th. My people, my God. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth was a Moabitess who had married into an Israelite family, which had settled in Moab on account of the famine. In the passage of time, Ruth's husband, father-in-law, and brother-in-law all died. After this, Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, informed her daughters-in-law that the famine had been lifted by the Lord in Israel and announced her intention to return to her native land. Orpah chose to return to her people, but Ruth chose to follow the path of faith in the living God. As a result, Ruth received a great many blessings, including being grafted in as a Gentile woman into the human ancestral line of Jesus Christ. Today, we shall make application of this verse. Events have come to pass in your life, many of joy and many of sorrow. Each day, a decision is required. But there comes a day when a major life decision must be made as to whether to follow God's path or go back to the world. Maybe you've heard of the God of Israel, revealed in Christ Jesus, but have chosen not to follow his path or be with his people. The companions of the world are more comfortable for you, because they share your rejection of things godly. But maybe you have decided to follow Jesus and by faith venture into previously unknown territory. If you have done so, good, but be sure to dwell among God's people in the holy conduct and conversation that they engage in. For we know that we become like the company we keep. And if we diligently seek God and follow him, we can become more and more like him in our worldview, our attitudes, and our behaviors. Let us join ourselves to good and serious-minded Christian folks and say, your people shall be my people, and your God, my God.